I have learned far too many math concepts to keep special case equations in my head. Instead, I choose to understand concepts as opposed to memorizing countless equations. There's no way I could tutor people on so many subjects if I had to try to keep all of these equations in my head. When dealing with absolute value inequalities, I change the inequality to an equality and solve for the variable. Then I choose three values, one between the two solutions and two outside of each of the solutions. Then I know which way to set the inequality arrows. Let me show you how. In example E, okay, I've got 2x minus 7 is less than 9. I change this to an equality. The absolute value of 2x minus 7 equals 9. First, I remove the absolute value bars and write two equations that take into account the possibility of 2x minus 7 being positive or negative. To solve these equations, I must first isolate the variable x. 2x minus 7 equals 9. I'm going to add 7 to both sides, so 2x equals 16. Now I'm going to divide both sides by 2. X equals 8. On the other side, on the other scenario, 2x minus 7, the whole thing could be negative, so I must multiply the negative to everything inside the parentheses, which ends up with negative 2x plus 7 equals 9. Okay? So now I want to get rid of the 7 first, so I subtract 7 from both sides, and I end up with negative 2x equals 2. Now I want x by itself, so I'm going to divide both sides by negative 2, and I end up with x equals negative 1. 2 divided by negative 2, 2 divided by 2 is 1, positive divided by negative is negative. So I have 2 points on the number line. I have negative 1 as an answer. This is where 2x minus 7 equals 9. So I have a point at negative 1, and I have a point at 8. Now I look at the number line and choose values inside and outside the range of numbers between negative 1 and 8. I'm choosing the number 0, which is between the two numbers, negative 3, which is outside, and 10, which is outside. I then solve the original equation using these values. The absolute value of 2x minus 7 is less than 9. I'm going to plug in the 0 now. 2 times 0 is 0. Minus 7 is negative 7. The absolute value of negative 7 is 7, and that in fact is less than 9. So 0 was what I used for x, and that falls between the two points. So I'm going to put open circles because this is about an inequality, not an equality. I changed it to an equality so that I could calculate it easier. But the original equation is about an inequality. So I put open circles at those two points I calculated, negative 1 and 8. And I tried first 0, which falls between those two points. And this is correct. So I draw a line between the two points. This is where the answers to this inequality fall. But let's check our other two values of x, one outside of 8 and one outside of negative 1. So I chose negative 3. 2 times negative 3 is negative 6. Negative 6 minus 7 is the same as negative 6 plus a negative 7, which is negative 13. The absolute value of negative 13 is 13. And 13 is not less than 9. So I know the answer to this inequality doesn't fall to the left of the negative 1. Now I'm going to try 10 just to confirm that I did all my calculations correct. Plugging into the original inequality, 2 times 10 minus 7. I deal with the multiplication first with the parentheses. So I've got 20 minus 7, which is 13. The absolute value of 13 is 13, and 13 is not less than 9. So I know that it does not fall outside of the numbers greater than 8. Okay. I did not use the values of x that I found by rewriting the equation as an equality, because using those values would be equal to 9, and therefore would not tell me in which direction the answers to the inequality are located. Now let's look at practice number 5. I'm doing the same equation, but instead of the less than symbol, I'm doing the greater than symbol. I change this equation to an inequality. To an equality. So I have the absolute value of 2x minus 7 is greater than 9. And I'm going to change this to an equality. The absolute value of 2x minus 7 equals 9. This is the exact same equality I got in the previous example, where I was looking at an inequality that was less than. Now I'm looking at an inequality that's greater than. But because I'm changing this to an equality again, it's the same set of equations. I'm going to take into account the possibility of 2x minus 7 being positive or 2x minus 7 being negative. So let's go over the equations again. 2x minus 7 equals 9, 2x equals 16, x equals 8. Negative, in parentheses, 2x minus 7 equals 9 gives me negative 2x plus 7 equals 9. Negative 2x equals 2, x equals negative 1. So I get the same equations I got the last time, because I'm just replacing the inequality symbol with equals. Now it's all about checking around in between your answers and on either side of your answer. Now I look at the number line and choose values inside and outside the range of numbers between negative 1 and 8. I am choosing the numbers 0, negative 3, and 10. These are the same numbers I chose in the previous example. I didn't have to choose the same ones, I just happened to choose the same ones. Now I'm plugging them into the original equation with the greater than symbol as opposed to the equals or the less than symbol. So now I'm going to check and see if these are correct so that I can figure out which way I draw my lines, where this is valid. Well, I know this is opposite of the other one. So the last one was between the two points, so I know this answer is outside. But we're going to check it, because you may not be comfortable with just assuming that. So we're going to put in 0 in the first for the first practice. So we're going to put 2 times 0 minus 7 is greater than, the absolute value of that is greater than 9. That leaves me with negative 7. The absolute value of negative 7 is greater than 9. The absolute value of negative 7 is 7. And that is not greater than 9. So that's when we use x equals 0. So that lies between the points negative 1 and 8. So the numbers in between are not the right numbers, because that's not right. But we want to make sure we didn't do anything wrong, so we're going to check outside. So we're going to use negative 3 again. But in this time, we've got the greater than symbol. So 2 times negative 3 is negative 6. Minus 7 is negative 13. The absolute value of negative 13 is 13. And 13, in fact, is greater than 9. So this is correct. The numbers outside, negative 3, going to the left of the negative 1, all the numbers to the left of the negative 1, but not including negative 1. Because negative 1 makes this equal to 9. And we said greater than 9. So it's all the numbers to the left of negative 1. Now let's check our last sample. We're going to use the number 10. 2 times 10 is 20. 20 minus 7 is 13. The absolute value of 13 is 13. And 13 is in fact greater than 9. So this is also correct. So we do not use the number 8. We have an open circle, because if we use the number 8, that would be equal to 9. They're asking us for greater than 9. So it's everything to the right greater than 8. that also solves this inequality. So note, I did not use the values of x that I found by rewriting the equation as an inequality, negative 1 and 8, because using those values would be equal to 9, and therefore I would not be able to tell in which direction the answers to the inequality are located. That is the end of part 1 of absolute values. Hopefully I was successful in teaching you to work with absolute values. Please go to the website blog and let me know. Have a great day. Bye-bye.